All right, Friday night, and we are live. How are all the crazy people that are actually watching a nutty podcast like this on a Friday night? Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Let me say to you in the chat, Keylime 13 is on, Snag Dog is on, Hassle Free TV is on, Scooter 8887 is on, Granite 2468 is on, Drummer for Jesus is on, PD Frank 1974 is on, Dave Souders is on, D9597 is on, Robin Aroni's on, Gritterdom is on, Spaz 64 is on, 1961 Kid is on, Big Scott 1 is on, Nate Dad 1 is on, General Plowman is on, USA Abbey Girl is on, John Phillips is on, KVVMS is on, Judy Anita is on, Hanslick Donovan is on, Veronica 18201 is on, Naz Yeager is on, Green Rose Patriot is on, the one and only Salty Gonads is on, PJ Wiles 1 is on, Big Jim Go Blue is on. Phil McCracken is on. Black Horse is on. Sheila K is on. Gucci Buckeye is on. Sweaty is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. JBC 2020 is on. Volvo 960 is on. Let me see here. Lisa Kinzer is on. The one and only Clean Sanchez is on. Milwaukee James is on. Order in the Court is on. Hi, back at you. Let's see here. Molkathan is on. Conroy R is on, Bagel Boy is on, Golfmaster 1 is on, Uncle Wally is on, Goozy 600 is on, P-Sus is on, let me see if I miss anybody, scrolling down, Beckland 60 is on, Confederate 1 is on. All right, love you guys, appreciate each and every one of you. All right, let me just go over this real quick. Horrible earthquake today in Bangkok, Myanmar, Mandalay. It was an absolutely terrible earthquake. The possible assessment in the desk could go into the thousands. It was a 7.7 quake. Let me just roll through some videos, guys. We're just going to back-to-back these and just cut them like when I tell you to. We won't keep them all on the whole time. But anyway, so let me go over. Let me give credit. The Ole London video, Florian Watulski video, Disaster News video, and Vertical Warrior video. First one, 81 people fear trap. Play for me. All right, I just wanted to show you some of that because that's what happened today. He obviously very viral. Most of you probably already know. But anyway, just be praying for all the people in Bangkok, Thailand, Myanmar, Mandalay. Be praying over all those people. It's a sad deal. All right, let's get into politics here. Camus video. Trump to cut funding to Gates-Fauci partnership. Believe it or not, here's Rachel Maddow talking about it. Of course, not in a favorable way. Play it for me.
Today, the Trump administration announced that it is cutting all funding immediately with no warning for the vaccination efforts that we have supported in poor countries for decades. Quote, the United States is planning to terminate more than $1 billion in funding for life-saving vaccinations for millions of people each year in some of the world's poorest countries. The Vaccine Alliance says it was not given any warning about the termination of the funding. The program is estimated to have saved the lives of 19 million children since it was set up 25 years ago. The loss of U.S. support may mean 75 million children do not receive routine vaccinations in the next 5 years, with more than 1.2 million children dying as a result. This is vaccination for polio and Mpox and measles and the United States government is cutting that off without warning because America first, right? Because it is definitely in America's interest to make sure that preventable infectious diseases like measles and polio are rampant and unconstrained all over the world. Like it or not, we have taken a global leadership role in vaccinating against these plagues for decades.
We've been vaccinating against these plagues, everybody. Do you know those things were plagues? Okay, Mpox, which of course used to be named what? Monkeypox, which they named, renamed it to Mpox, because what it was found, what these are the plagues that we have to vaccinate. We have to vaccinate children to prevent them from getting, right? Mpox, which is only transmitted. And I repeat the four-letter word, only. It is only transmitted via extreme homosexual sex, where skin is rubbed off. I'll leave it at that. And we have to make sure that that a six-month-old gets an Mpox vaccination, according to Rachel Maddow. And then, of course, you have the measles. And she calls all of these things plague. Let's go to measles. Back again, and I'm not going to give you the lengthy dissertation, but before the vaccine for the measles came out, how many Americans died per year? The worst one was 300 people. That's out of how many? 150, 200 million, because it was a long time ago. And that was when we had absolutely no sanitation whatsoever. So out of hundreds of millions of people, 300 people die of the measles per year. Listen, folks, 30 to 80,000 people die of the flu per year in the United States today. 300 of the measles back then. So measles is no big deal. It's basically, 40 years ago, it was a rite of passage like chickenpox. Nobody cared. There's no plague. So let's do the polio thing last. The only people that are getting polio are the people getting the polio vaccine. And that's already been proven. It keeps coming out over and over again that every single one of the people that are getting polio is traced back to the Gates Gavi polio shot. And Gates had to come out, the World Health Organization had to come out and confess. You can pull this up. It is open source data that the polio, they were finding in the polio vaccine, sterilizing agents, just like the COVID-19 vaccination. Why would you have sterilizing agents inside? Why would you have anything having to do with reproduction? That lowers sperm counts, that lowers fertility, that prevents women from getting pregnant at all and kills the baby that's already inside of the woman, where you had 28 out of 32 miscarriages in the vaccine trials, which they called natural resolutions of vaccine side effects. So again, why are there sterilizing agents inside of any vaccine? But they had to confess to that in the polio vaccine, and Bill Gates, via his polio vaccinations, sterilized 496,000 kids in India. So that's why Trump is saying, probably through Maha, through RFK Jr., we need to stop these vaccinations. Here's the statistical data that none of the Christians looked at before they closed their churches back in 2020, that no conservatives looked at. I'm not talking to those of you that are watching right now. I'm talking about those who aren't red-pilled like us. No Christians looked at, no conservatives looked at. Who are the monsters that are trying to inject you? Who are the monsters that are trying to put masks on your face and make you stand 6 feet apart, close your business, close your church, and quarantine your healthy family? Who are the monsters? Always look at who the monsters are that are giving you these nefarious commands. So this is from Sudden and Unexpected. Now, what are Bill Gates' motivations? Play for me.
The video that Bill Gates put together, along with the team, complete with simulated news reports like this. This is really what they're preparing for us. This video is called Get Ready. Watch. Catastrophic contagion, a global challenge. Breaking news.
Two Latin American countries alerted the WHO of several outbreaks of a new infectious disease that's mysteriously appearing across the region. Severe epidemic enterovirus respiratory syndrome 2025.
Oh, so that's the name, guys. Just write this down. That'll be the name of it, okay?
It's SEERS.
It's going to be called the Severe Epidemic Enterovirus Respiratory Syndrome, and 2025 is when we'll see it, okay? Now, it says at the bottom this is a fictional scenario, but come on.
Now, all of these conferences, whether it's Event 201 or the Catastrophic Contagion Conference, can you imagine actually, hey, can I get a ticket to the Catastrophic Contagion Convention? That'd be fun. Hey, you guys can all take your wives there on a little second honeymoon.
Ooh.
Let's all go to the Catastrophic Contagion Convention where we can learn about Sears. And by the way, just so you know, you can still pull it up on YouTube. That conference sounds exactly the same as Event 201. And I guarantee you it was put on by the same globalist actors like Gavi. And that's why Trump is pulling their funding. You think Trump wants Sears in 2025? Because that's what they'll try to pull. They're not going to succeed. But that's what they're going to try to pull. It's the same old thing with a very low death rate that they'll peddle as the second coming of the bubonic plague. It'll be something where the people are saying, no, it'll be a much more severe death rate. It won't be. It won't be. It won't be. It won't be needed. I mean, look at how every... I should never start with this stuff. I should never start with it. But let me just get it out. I'll just get it out and we'll move on to other things. Oh, let me give you this real quick. Make sure that you stick around at 10 o'clock because I'm doing my... I've labeled it Crazy D. Crazy D. Crazy Dems. That's going to start at 10 o'clock no matter where I'm at. So Brent, be forewarned. We're going to Autism Capital at 10 o'clock. The new Elon Musk responds to critics video. Because right at 10 o'clock, because I've got to get to that. God, I can't do it because there's so much profanity in it that I can't play it on CTN and I couldn't make Aaron edit it because there's so much profanity, it's impossible to edit. That's what all the videos sound like.
True.
So I just didn't do it. But you got to make sure you don't leave before 10 o'clock. I'm telling you, because you got to see the crazy part of the show. You've got to see it. So anyway, back to what I was talking about. So Trump doesn't want this. He doesn't want him. And again, people are always saying, you know, the next one's going to be far more severe. You know, as far as its infection, as far as its rate of death and all. No, it won't be. I'm telling you, it's already been proven. Nobody needs it. Every church closed for a 99.9% survival virus.
Yeah.
Dutifully put on their masks. Dutifully bent over. Dutifully closed their churches. Dutifully stood 6 feet apart. Dutifully hoard the vaccines from their pulpits. I'm talking about every freaking church outside of very few. You might have gone to one that didn't, including this one, who will never close and never will. I don't care whether it's Sears. I don't care whether it's Queers. I don't care what it is. We're not closing. I don't care. But, I mean, it's not going to be more severe. It's not going to be a more deadly virus because they're not going to kill themselves. They're not going to inflict a deadly a virus with a 30 or 40% death rate because they'll be dead. There's no way to keep themselves from getting the virus, as everybody discovered, outside of God's word, binding and loosing. So it's not going to happen. But what they want to do is put out another one. So and they'll peddle it. They'll propagandize it as dead. We're all going to pretend like it's like all the fools did. It drives me crazy because I still see morons with masks on in 2025. You have a virus that's 99.98% survivable post-infection. You will live. And we're all going to stand around and pretend that it's 99% non-survivable. And I'm talking about half of this church did that. I mean, it wasn't quite half, but 30% of this church left. My church I'm sitting left because I lack compassion. Can you imagine anybody accusing me of lack of compassion?
I know, right?
I mean, look how sweet I am.
So sweet.
I mean, yeah, thanks, Brent. I don't get it. But anyway, so that's why Trump is saying, you know what, Gavi, screw you. You know what, Bill Gates? What's Bill Gates? What's Billy ever done for Trump? Absolutely nothing. So this is what you have to do with these people. Just cut them loose. You're gonna have the Mad Owl dissertations about these plagues of Npox, which you can only get through violent homosexual sex, where you're basically knocking a guy's teeth in. I'll leave it at that. Guy on guy, whisker on whisker, teeth out crime. So, I mean, this is the only way to get in. You're going to vaccinate a six-month-old? Don't think so. All right, let's go to the next one. All things Trump right now. U.S. News, State Department officially, formally, notifies Congress of formally dissolving USAID. Bye-bye, 13,000 employees to less than 300. That's great. Bye-bye, 98% of USAID. 98% of the employees contributed to Democratic Party causes. Bye-bye, you're gone now, and that's how it should be, because what's USAID ever done for you? Nothing but contributed to the debt. And by the way, each and every one of us in this country owes like $300,000 on that debt right now because of the spending that's gone on in D.C. And it's way worse than spending. It's way worse. I had no idea. I knew that we were wasting tons of money, but I had no idea that basically what our country was about was creating NGOs so that Democrats can get rich by staffing the NGOs, by using the NGOs to hire other Democrats, and using the NGOs to finance Democratic Party campaigns. Here we are right now. There it is. And you just look to when we go the $36,655,093,000,000 in debt right now, and in 20 seconds from that, right now, we'll have spent another $1 million. That's how it is. Trump is slowing it down. He's doing the best that he can right now with all the injunctions that have been filed against him. All right, let's go to the next one. I have to show you this. This is unreal. Going to the border here. This, I caught this video right before I was done prepping for the podcast, and it's so good. MJ Truth Ultra video. This is so messed up. 12 Rochester police officers face termination for helping Border Patrol arrest 8+ illegal aliens because it violates Rochester, New York's sanctuary city laws. Edit this. The poopy mayor, Malik Evans, and woke chief David Smith are choosing illegal aliens over their own officers. Arresting illegal aliens is against our sanctuary city policy. Play for him, Brent.
Tonight, as many as 12 Rochester police officers facing scrutiny over their response to a traffic stop by federal immigration agents.
I was made aware of an incident that occurred on Monday night when our officers were urgently called to assist Border Patrol.
Good evening, I'm Matt Malloy. The actions of multiple RPD officers under review tonight. The mayor says when Border Patrol officers called for backup on Monday evening, several city officers responded, and in the course of helping with the traffic stop, they violated the terms of Rochester's sanctuary city status. 13 WHAM's Daniel Finkelstein joins us now with a breakdown of what the mayor says happened, how the police union is responding, and what happens next. Daniel, good evening.
Good evening, Matt. While helping on that traffic stop, Mayor Evans says RPD officers verbally directed the occupants to exit the vehicle and then helped handcuff him. That's where he says city police went too far. It happened early Monday evening near here, Whitney Street off Lyle Avenue on the city's west side.
The Rochester Police Department received an emergency request for backup at the scene of a traffic stop.
A request from Border Patrol officers who had stopped a van. Chief David Smith says when a police supervisor arrived, he canceled the emergency response based on what he saw.
From watching the body-worn camera footage, what is concerning to me is, despite the fact that we were called, we went lights and siren, I see in the video a total lack of urgency on the part of multiple Border Patrol officers at the scene.
Smith says Border Patrol should have initiated contact with those in the car, but instead it was RPD. The mayor says city officers acted outside their scope.
The officers on the scene were verbally directed the occupants to get out of the vehicle. And this is against our policy.
Rochester's sanctuary city resolution was passed in 1986 and was later reaffirmed in 2017. That and RPD's General Order 502 prohibits RPD from enforcing federal immigration law, but allows for certain levels of assistance, only to ensure the safety of those involved.
We are not to be handcuffing subjects. We are not to be doing pat frisks on subjects, and we are absolutely not going to be detaining them or putting them into our cars.
The circumstances surrounding why the van and its estimated 8 people were stopped remain unclear, but city leaders say RPD should not have helped as they did. Mayoral candidate Mary Lupien says she has seen the video, which she says shows more than 8 RPD officers threatening immigrant construction workers inside the van. At one point, threatening to break the car's windows.
The only time we will ever take any type of law enforcement action is for officer safety issues or exigent circumstances.
In a statement, the Rochester Police Locust Club called the mayor's statements a complete overreaction, defending the actions of the officers, saying, quote, "The city's decision makers would be better served to focus on stemming the violence that plagues Rochester, rather than projecting their anger over national policies onto Locust Club members."
Everybody hear the police chief? The police chief? We are not to be handcuffing subjects. We are not to be pulling them over. We are not to be patting them down. We are not to be putting them in the back of the police car. Then what are you supposed to do? Every one of those people that was found in that van had already committed a felony by entering this country illegally. And again, all of these Democrats out there, maybe you've stumbled on this show as a Democrat, and why don't you just sit there and receive some truth? How are you the rule of law party? You're always telling Trump to be, always follow the rule of law. Whatever a judge tells you to do, no matter how politically motivated, he is a judge and you must follow. How are you a rule of law party when you are violating the rule of law by even having a sanctuary city where you have basically sworn to not uphold and protect the Constitution of the United States of America, which says that illegals are illegal and have committed a crime? And when ICE asks you for assistance, you have to give it. It's a federal law enforcement. As much as I despise the FBI, if I was sworn back in as a deputy and the FBI called for backup, I'd be there because there are some good FBI agents. Not many, very small percentage, but there are some good ones. And even if there are bad ones, I would be there because that would be my job to back up other officers, whether they're federal or not. And I am no big fan of federal police at all. But how in the world has it gotten to this place? I mean, this just happened. And that you're going to go up there as a mayor and say, you have, these officers violated city law by defending the Constitution? So your city law is in violation of the Constitution. Your city law is against federal law, which, by the way, it's against the law to have a city, a county, or any other local jurisdiction violate federal law. Federal law trumps local law. Same thing like in the state of Florida. If you have a law that's instituted in the state of Florida, you can enhance that law, but you can't take back from it. Mm-hmm. So if it's like, you know, you will arrest everybody, it's one of the laws of the state of Florida. If you go to a domestic violence call and you confirm that somebody has been battered, you must make an arrest in the state of Florida with some variability, but not much. You have to make an arrest. You can enhance that law and basically say everybody has to make an arrest, but you cannot take from it. You cannot detract from that law. It's the same thing here. You can add to it and say, you know what? There's nobody ever allowed in our city ever who's an illegal alien. You can add to it, but you cannot detract from it. You cannot take from it. But obviously, Rochester, right, you have these cops now whose jobs are in jeopardy because they did their job. That's the status of the Democratic Party. It's glorious. I feel bad for the cops, and like you guys are saying in the chat, they hope if they get fired, they probably pay a whole lot more at ICE anyway. Just go ahead and get hired by Tom Holman and ICE. And they're way down in agents anyway, with such low morale from the last 4 years of Joe Biden. So, I mean, if you're a Democrat, this Democratic Party, look at what you're defending. Look what you're defending. You're actually defending the mayor and the police chief of this city, getting cops in some sort of disciplinary trouble because they did their job. There's nobody got beat up. Nothing happened. You will not pat people down. You will not put people in handcuffs. You will not put them in the back of the police car. You will not perform a vehicle stop. What do you do? Everyone just stands around playing pickup sticks with their butt cheeks? Is that what they all do? Amazing. All right, let's go to the next one. Trump girl video. Where am I at? Gateway pundit tweet. Sorry, guys. I'm going to jump dead. Right there. This is great. Everybody remember this guy? He's been deported to Venezuela. Just wanted to make sure you knew. Trump effect, lazy illegal alien influencer who coached other invaders on how to take this out. We don't need to call it. You know, I just need to switch to invaders.
Yeah.
Instead of illegal aliens. Just call them invaders. Other invaders on how to take over homes and evoke squatters' rights, deported to communist Venezuela. Enjoy Nicolas Maduro for the rest of your life, moron. Speaking of that, just side by side, the next one, guys. Trump is Trump girl video. While these human scum chant, thank you, Maduro. Here they all. This is the flight to Venezuela. I just wanted to picture. Hey, Aaron, you help me out here. Where are the women and children? I'm curious.
I don't see any.
Do you see even a man who's over the age of 30?
Nope.
So this looks like all these men are communist, military-age men, just like all the ones that come from China, well over 100,000 in the last 100,000 Chinese in the last 4 years. Yep. Interesting, isn't it? So they're all on their way back. And let's just bring this up. This is the perfect example of the flights that Jeb Boasberg, Judge Jeb Boasberg, whose wife profits off of NGOs, his daughter profits off of defending people like this, her NGO, he wanted to turn this flight around. How many of you would want this flight coming back to America? See, as a Democrat, you want this flight coming back. These are just trendy Aragua members, illegal border invaders, rapists, robbers, and some of them simply just those who committed a felony entering this country illegally. How many of you, let's show of hands in the chat, how many of you want them to come back? I'm good with them never coming back. There you go. That flying them there is too nice. You ought to bring them back on mule back. They can all go on donkeys back through the Darien Gap. All right, let's go. Let's move on. Let's do some Doge. I've been trying to get to Doge for a couple of nights, but I've been too long-winded to get there. All right, Brett Baer video on this morning with Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer. Here's Elon Musk, about a minute and a half of Elon Musk's discussion with his group, with his Doge group, which, by the way, contains three billionaires in that little group, three billionaires, tall tech experts, interviewed by Brett Baer. Play for me.
They are looking to slash spending by 15%, and according to them, there's no shortage of places to nip and tuck.
The sheer amount of waste and fraud in the government, it is astonishing. It's mind-blowing. $1 billion for a simple online survey, do you like the national park? And then there appeared to be no feedback loop for what would be done with that survey. So the survey would just go into nothing.
There's 700 different IT systems today at NIH.
700 different IT systems.
IT software systems.
And they don't communicate.
They can't speak to each other.
And so they don't talk to one another.
They have 27 different CIOs. And so when you think about making great medical discoveries, you have to connect the data.
40% of the phone calls that they get are from fraudsters.
40%?
That's right. Almost half.
Yes, and they steal people's Social Security is what happens. Is they call in, they say they claim to be a retiree, then they convince the Social Security person on the phone to change where the money's flowing. It actually goes to some fraudster. There were over $300 million of Small Business Administration loans that has been given out to people under the age of 11.
Well, actually, to add to it, it's $300 million under the age of 11 and over $300 million to over the age of 120.
Definitely.
Small business loans.
Correct.
Yes. The oldest American is 114. So it's safe to say if their age is 115 or above, they're fake. Or they should be in the Guinness Book of World Records. And we should not be giving out loans to babies.
All right, so here, let's go over these stats. It's funny. I love Elon. I mean, the oldest America is 114, so it's safe to say that the people we're giving loans to that are 131 years of age probably shouldn't be getting those loans. I mean, if you're a Democrat, you're for continuing to give them a loan. They're all out there protesting for it. We're fighting Elon Musk! Brent's here. I might have to do that for him because he loves that video so much. You never know whose side on you're on. But anyway, just go over these stats. 40% of the calls, 40% of the calls to Social Security where people are asking for benefits are fraud. 40%, 40 out of every 100 calls are fraud. You ever wonder why it is that you have a 300-year-old who's older than the United States of America receiving a check every year? That's a fact, by the way. Only one, though. But many that are 160 years of age, because 40% of the calls into Social Security are fraudsters. Get this, 700 IT systems at NIH. NIH, National Institutes of Health, where you're trying to discover cures for diseases, right? Cures for ailments. Well, in order to do that, you have to be able to communicate with one another because one's working on cell structure, another one's working on bones, whatever it may be, you need to be able to communicate with one another. And the 700, this is not 700 systems inside of the United States government which would be in and of itself absolutely ridiculous and preposterous.
Yeah.
700 systems that can't communicate with each other. That'd be stupid enough, but this is 700 systems inside of the NIH. That's, I mean, again, Francis Collins, that's Anthony Fauci, NIAID, all under NIH. 27 different, get this, Aaron, you'll love this one, chief information officers at NIH. 20, there should be one.
Yeah.
One, and one IT system that communicates with each other. Because if you can't communicate via IT, you can't make any medical discoveries. All right, go on to the next one. $1 billion survey for the national parks. The survey that cost one, what survey? What freaking survey? I could do a national survey on Twitter right now. Elon Musk, who is outside of Trump, the most famous person on the planet. If he did a survey on Twitter right now, it would cost $0.
Yeah.
But it costs you and I $1 billion to do a survey, and then they don't post the results. So they do a survey. Who even knows if they ever even concluded the survey because they never posted the results anywhere? It's our government right now. If you're a Democrat, you want to continue spending money like this. $300 million on SBA loans, Small Business Administration loans, to those under the age of 11. $300 million to people who are 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. $300 million in SBA loans to those over the age of 120 when the oldest living American is 114. And if you're a Democrat, we're fighting Elon Musk. That's what this is what you're fighting? You're fighting to continue spending money like this? All right, let's go to the next one. Autism Capital video. Elon Musk, the Pentagon hasn't passed an audit in a very long time. Play for me.
You know, the Pentagon has not passed an audit in a very long time. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, they will lose $20, $30 billion a year. And they don't know where, they literally don't know where it went. I mean, Senator Collins was telling me about how she gave the Navy $12 billion for extra submarines, got zero extra submarines. And then when she held a hearing, said, where'd the $12 billion go? They didn't know.
I mean, we're all laughing in here. I mean, you have to laugh. I mean, again, Elon Musk, and I can't stand Susan Collins, but at least she was honest on this. But she continues. Susan Collins knows this and wants to continue to spend like this.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, again, that is like somebody kicking you in the nuts every single day, and you just continue to do it. You just continue to ask for it. Oh, I know when I walk in that room, someone's going to kick me in the nuts. I just walk in there every single day, spread my legs, and have them kick me in the nuts. All right, so Elon Musk, the Pentagon has not passed on in a very long time. As crazy as it sounds, they will lose $20 to $30 billion a year and literally not know where it went. How's that? How's that even? Do they have 700 IT systems inside the Pentagon? Since they get $900 billion a year, they probably have like 1,700 IT systems in there.
Yeah.
A year, and $20, $30 billion a year, and literally not know where it went. Senator Collins was telling me how she gave the Navy $12 billion. I don't know how she gave the Navy. She's such a putz. She gave the Navy $12 billion for extra submarines, got zero extra submarines, and when she held a hearing and said, where did the $12 billion go? They didn't know. And if you're a Democrat, you want to perpetuate this. We're fighting Elon Musk. Aaron, you're going to have to get that video.
Play it.
You're going to have to get it for me.
It's up.
Oh, hit it.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? We'll fight against George. We'll fight Elon Musk.
Look at me. So I just had to show you. That's what you're for. $12 billion for submarines. No submarines were built. Where'd the $12 billion go then? Well, we don't know. We're fighting Elon. Well, this is what you're fighting for? Is to continue this? Imagine that. Imagine that being your platform and your passion. Go to the next one for me. Wall Street Apes tweet. No taxpayer would ever agree to pay these salaries to government. This is Kennedy Center. What does Kennedy Center do? Put on plays and concerts.
Yeah.
That's all it does.
Yep.
It's an auditorium. That's it. It's an auditorium, puts on plays and concerts. That's it. Yeah, and it holds award ceremonies for liberals to applaud themselves. That's it.
Yeah.
The Kennedy Center is funded by U.S. taxpayers. Of course, so you and I paid millions upon hundreds of millions of dollars to build and maintenance and run this thing every year so that Democrats can hold banquets to celebrate themselves and give themselves awards like Democrat of the Year. So but the Kennedy Center is funded by U.S. taxpayers. Here's a breakdown of how much their government employees are making. Deborah Rutter, president. She's the president of the Kennedy Center. So she puts on plays and banquets and makes $1.3 million a year doing so.
Jeez.
Barbara Polk. Now, you're like, Tom, this is just, you know, long and wonky. I know, but listen, I can't help it. Listen to their titles. You know, it's just like me. You know, I'm the senior pastor of Foundation Church. Why don't I name myself like Senior Prophetical Apostle, Apostle Eminent Senior Pastor Tom Lipley.
The Great.
Yeah, The Great. And that's why everyone has to call me by that entire title every time you see me. Instead of like Brent does, disrespectfully calling me Tom.
No way.
And by the way, feel free to call me Tom. But anyway, so Barbara Polk, Chief Administrative Officer, $500,000 a year. Lynn Pratt, CFO, Chief Financial Officer. So you got to have all these people, $433,000 a year, to run a banquet hall. Miss Nurette Bar-Joseph, NSO concert master. Aaron, he's a concert master. And she get, you only get paid to be a concert master? $422,000 a year. Leslie J. Miller, senior VP of development. What on earth is that? What are you developing when you run a banquet center?
Right.
What are you developing? But she gets paid $419,000 a year to develop nothing. And then you have Gary Ginsting, he's the executive director at NSO. He gets $400,000 a year. Kevin Gigliotto, senior VP of marketing and sales. Selling what? It's already been sold. It's a government-run building. What are you selling? Nothing. But you and I make sure that we pay him $400,000 a year to do so. Timothy O'Leary, general director of WNEO, makes $381,000 a year. Mr. Ying Fu, NSO associate concert. He's the associate concert master. No, up there you had the NSO concert master, and now you have the associate concert master who gets $300,000 a year to be the NSO associate concert master. Robert Van Leer. See, again, leave us up. All we are about, this country, under Democrats and Republicans, Rhino Republicans, which is 90% of the Republican Party, of which I am an affirmed member and always will be. But well, all we are about in this country is forming NGOs to pay Democrats and enrich Democrats. That's it. That's what this is. This is basically a glorified NGO. That's all that it is. Every single one of these people is a Democrat. You know that it's true. Robert Van Leer, Aaron, he's the senior VP of artistic planning.
Oh.
What is that?
Artistic planning.
Why don't I plan some artists? I'll do some art. Hi, my name's Robert Van Leer. I'm the senior VP of artistic planning. You know that he's got monkeypox. He's missing his two front teeth, too. All right, he gets $285,000 a year to be the artistic planner. My name is Ellery Brown. I still, Bubby. My name is Ellery Brown, senior VP of operations, whatever that is. It's $275,000 a year. Mark Akohi, head electrician. $250,000 a year.
Wow.
Jeffrey A. Finn, VP theater programming, whatever that is, $254,000 a year. Elaine T. Andrews, VP public relations. So public relations, that's making phone calls and going, hello, this is the Kennedy Center. Would you like tickets to the banquet? She gets paid $227,000 a year to do so. No, that's she gets paid $248,000 a year. Glenn A. Turner, who's in charge of VP of production, $227,000 a year. Stacey B. Johnson, chief financial officer. I thought we already had one of those up there. There's CFO up there. So there's two of them. One gets $433,000 a year, and the redheaded stepchild only gets $217,000 a year. I'll try this last name. Aswathi Zechariah, general counsel, the lawyer who represents the Kennedy Center against all its lawsuits. Simply to retain a lawyer, you and I, Aaron, Brent, and everybody watching pays to that guy $213,000 a year to defend a concert and banquet hall. Again, all this country is about is forming NGOs and organizations to employ solely Democrats. So those Democrats can employ and hire other Democrats. And those Democrats can fund Democratic Party campaigns. And many of those Democrats become millionaires. Look at their salaries. Jeez. All right, let's go to the next one. Kathleen Wenchel video. Listen to what Doge found in this government building. Play it for me.
Hey, knock, knock. Nobody's home. Look at this. Got this big, beautiful area where employees are supposed to work. Nobody's here. So we're in the second headquarters at Freddie Mac. We were just in the other building. There was nobody there for miles and miles and miles. Look at these desks, they're clean. We've got a cafeteria, again, that's completely vacant. You've got food that's being prepared. The staff that makes the food is here 5 days a week, but the people who work in this building or should work in this building aren't here 5 days a week. 2,900 people that were supposed to work in the building. Turns out only 49 were showing up full time.
Slow it down. 2,900 people? How many showed up?
On average, the highest that we saw on a five-day work week was 49 people. Spending on that one building, just to point this out, $57 million a year.
And your lease payments?
And lease payments.
The building where nobody shows up to costs us $57 million a year. A year. 2,900 people are supposed to work there. And at the most, they found was 49 at the most in a five-day work week. 49. The cafeteria staff shows up, but the entire staff doesn't. So every day, the cafeteria staff shows up and cooks nothing and stands there all day. Because only 49 people out of 2,900 show up. And if you're a Democrat, we're fighting Elon Musk. We're fighting against Doge so that this will continue. Amazing. This is just, I had to put this on. It's too good because it's a great state example, state epitome of what the United States is. This is Idaho. When Idaho's like, oh, thank God that's conservative. They're not really conservative because Californians keep moving there. Wall Street Age video. Every state needs a Doge. Idaho resident breaks down what their government is spending their tax dollars on. Play for me.
Here in Idaho, we love a good tax. Our tax dollars are only used for really important stuff like sports cars, lawsuits, wokeness, and other people's internet. How can we afford these luxuries? With revolutionary taxes like the grocery tax, which cleverly accounts for the fact that we have to buy food or we die. For only 6 cents on the dollar, you can help the government buy nice stuff that you would never buy for yourself, or better yet, they'll send your money to somebody else. That patriotic feeling of giving away my entire paycheck bit by bit almost makes me forget that I'm super broke. Real patriots clip coupons so that the government can put more ugly sculptures in the park because we have our priorities straight. Here's to another 60 years of the grocery tax, and may we continue to slowly tax everything in sight at no real benefit to ourselves.
So true. A luxury sports car fleet. Here, Idaho resident breaks down what their government is spending their taxpayer dollars on. Here's one. A luxury sports car fleet costing more than
$720,000. Oh, my gosh.
Goes to who? The state reps in the government. $1.65 million for a California-style drug needle exchange program in Idaho.
Oh.
$2.2 million for the Pride Agenda to the Arts Commission. Sponsors Pride events in Idaho. Couldn't be any more red because, again, it's just like Texas. Everybody's red except for the people that they elected. Yeah, but they ran as Republicans. They're not. They're not Republicans. Do we honestly believe that Lindsey Graham is a Republican? That John Thune's a Republican? Susan Collins, whose Liberty score is 20%. John Thune's, who's 52%. John Cornyn, those are the two that were running to be the Senate Majority Leader. Thune and Cornyn, both named John. Cornyn. Liberty score, in other words, he votes with the conservative agenda 49% of the time. Mike Lee, 94% of the time. That's a Republican. See the difference? So when you put Thune's in charge, but Tommy's doing good things right now, he has to. If he didn't have to, he wouldn't. He didn't do a freaking thing while Biden was in charge because he wanted everything that Biden wanted.
Yeah.
Where was the resistance? They're not. Mike Johnson, he's doing everything Trump wants him to do. Yeah, because he has to. Where was the resistance when Trump was in charge? None. I mean, when Biden was in charge, none, because he supports Joe Biden. Probably voted for him twice.
Yeah.
Well, Kamala Harris the second time. 15,000. You honestly believe Lindsey Graham voted for Donald Trump? Do you really believe that? Do you believe any of these people did? They didn't.
No.
$15,000 per year to various Pride events. $20,000 to Boise Pride Festival, $25 million in Idaho in DEI for internet. What does that even mean? Affordable internet for minorities. How is it not affordable? Internet? You know how you afford internet? Go get a freaking job.
Yeah.
Because you can afford internet if you can get a job. Well, you can always Skype off the Wi-Fi of your neighbor. But anyway, $15 million in government advertising spent in 2 years so the government can advertise about itself. Let's go to the next one. Something that needs to be cut, PBS, which it appears that PBS and NPR are on the chopping block. They're horrendous testimonies in Congress. Here is PBS exec Steve Video, PBS executive director caught lying about a drag show. Play for me.
The drag queen was actually not on any of our kids' shows. It did not air. It was mistakenly put on our website by our New York City station. It was not intended for national distribution. It was immediately pulled down. It was never broadcast.
Do you think that it's...
Our witness, Ms. Kerger, lied under oath and said it wasn't featured on PBS. This show was aired on PBS on April 1st, 2021.
The hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish. So the shoulders on the drag queen go shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. The mouth on the drag queen goes blah, blah.
That's repulsive. That's not what children ages 3 to 8 should ever be watching. That was aired on April 1st, 2021.
We never, ever played that on PBS. You're under oath testifying before Congress. She should be tried. She should be charged with perjury. We never played it. 3 times she says that she never played it. And this is what Aaron said. You know, this is the job that he would want. This is the job he would want, is to actually expose these people. I love how Marjorie, they're talking, and Marjorie Taylor Greene rolls out the screen. I mean, that lady's heart had to be dropping into her stomach because this is what was aired on PBS that she said 3 times wasn't.
Dude.
And that's what you and I sent millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions over the years so that PBS can propagandize and brainwash our children to thinking that's normal. Not that you would ever let your child watch PBS. I certainly wouldn't. Look at that. I think she lies about it. All right, let's go to Canada for a couple minutes. Remember, 7 minutes until... 7 minutes until we go to Crazy D. I mean, this segment is really, really fun, but it's going to show you the violence of the Democratic Party right now. All of them. Documented violent acts. I probably could have spent all day collecting them, but I really could have because they kept popping in. These violent attacks against people driving Teslas. Violent attacks against, and I also just put some of their nonsensical stupidity on there too. But anyway, you got to stick around for Crazy D. It's coming up in 7 minutes from right now. All right, your next Prime Minister of Canada. For those of you that think Poilievre's going to win, he's not. It's what Canada wants. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry. They want a globalist. Mark Carney hasn't even lived in Canada for the last decade. He has 3 passports to 3 other countries. He calls himself a European on the record. That's who they want. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I meet Canadians. They come to this church frequently. I mean, and I love them. They're great people. I traveled to Vancouver and went skiing at Whistler. It's fantastic. The people in Canada are very sweet. But I guess this is what they want. As Poilievre is certainly better. He's not perfect. The reason why Poilievre's not going to win is because he doesn't go truly conservative. You're like, he's conservative. No, he doesn't embrace true conservatism. He doesn't embrace the European politicians who are conservative. He shuns them because they're too conservative for him. Mm-hmm. He shuns them. And if you do that, you're going to lose. Whether it's like Terhoff in the European Union, Anderson in the European, he shuns them. And I go, well, they're too much for me. You got to go all in because nobody's inspired to vote for you. Everyone's always like, we want to add to our party. No, you don't. You can. And it's great if you do. But what you want to do is get your base out. The base ain't coming out because they don't trust Poilievre to not just simply continue the WEF global warming, climate change policies of Justin Trudeau and now Mark Carney. So that's it. I mean, if you think Poilievre's going to win, am I saying it's impossible? Pretty much, yeah. I mean, he's way down, way down. I would love Poilievre to win, but it's not looking good. It's what Canadians want, I guess. They want to be. I mean, they're in absolute financial distress, financial collapse, and they're going to just continue to vote for it. I will never get that. But again, Americans aren't any different. We're fighting Elon Musk. Fighting what? $12 billion spent on submarines that weren't spent on submarines. And when you ask where it went, the military tells you, I don't know. That's what you're fighting against Doge. That's what you're fighting. You're fighting to continue that. You're fighting against accountability. I guess you're fighting to stay a totalitarian COVID state. All right, go to the next one for me. For Canada video, Mark Carney is a globalist with 3 passports. Play for me.
Mark Carney has 3 passports. Canada, United Kingdom, Ireland, a globalist with options. He hasn't seen Canada in a decade. Calls himself a European, not a Canadian.
As a European, honor, I am European, European, actually.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Told U.S. Congress last year, he's a Brit. He's back to lord over you. Canada's not his home. It's his throne.
inevitable grand poobah of the currently wretched but still dangerously powerful liberals, one Mark Carney, is one of the world's prime advocates of the insane inanities of net zero. He is a man who has planned in writing, not least in his best-selling book, Values, the complete destruction of the fossil fuel industry. Bye-bye, Alberta, if that's not bad enough. And it is. He's also simultaneously an advocate of the same post-national view of Canada defined by Trudeau Jr. and his moralistic minions. What are we, according to such good thinkers? Nothing. But if anything, the oppressive, patriarchal, white, supremacist, identityless, colonial settler state defined by the progressive ideologues in the think tanks and elite dining rooms in eastern Canada and the protest encampments on the campuses of Canadian universities. None of this fills the MAGA crowd with admiration, in case it needs to be said. None of it bodes well either for the economy of Canada, doomed to replacement, according to Carney, by the hydrogen, solar, and wind power that either does not exist, that would be hydrogen, or that would doom Canadians to starve and freeze in the dark if it ever came to replace the reliable grid and transportation we also desperately depend on when it's 40 bloody below. We may, when arguing so expensively and incompetently with the Americans, continue to congratulate ourselves on our comparative righteousness. That diet will become even thinner gruel, however, in a future characterized by their explosive economic growth and our rapid descent toward comparative poverty and irrelevance, green though that pathway may be argued, however falsely to be. Carney, to put it bluntly, is not a man like Justin Trudeau, a second-rater, under the mere influence of the World Economic Forum, that Malthusian, fear-mongering cabal of authoritarian elitists, drunk on the fumes of their own self-righteous delusions. He is, by contrast, a veritable leader of that movement, an organizer par excellence of ESG, stakeholder capitalism, diversity, equity, and inclusiveness, and degrowth. Out with the old, the liberals claim, and in with the new. But the new will be everything Trudeau so terribly was, but a lot more efficiently.
So he wants to, so Carney, the guy, there's no way to top that video. So Carney, this a Gov exec, this corrupt video, Carney gets extremely defensive when a reporter who asked if he should repay taxpayers for his $500,000 trip. This is the man who wants to shut down fossil fuels for everybody but himself, as he flies on $500,000 private jets and goes on a $500,000 vacation or work junket. Play for me.
You have not been elected in a federal election yet, and you recently flew to Europe on government wide-body jet at the expense of at least $500,000. So the question I have for you today, and maybe I'll say this before I ask the question. These people around you all paid for that flight, and you've not been elected yet. So will you commit to refunding these taxpayers for that flight?
Well, it's an interesting question, way of framing it. Look, and it, I'm going to go back to, I'm going to allude to the question that was asked previously by Mr. Staples from the Journal, and the situation that we're in as a country. Which is we are in an economic crisis that's brought on, brought on by the tariffs that have been put on Canada, actual and prospective. One of the challenges...
The economic crisis was brought on by former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and you were his advisor at the time.
I think you would find...
did not create that problem.
Nobody in Canada created that problem. Nobody in Canada created that problem. The U.S. government has decided to put tariffs on all of its closest allies. All of its closest allies.
Yes. So the United States government had tariffs on our goods. I mean, the much lower tariffs than what you have on our stuff? And again, this is a man. How about you returning that $500,000 of multimillionaire that you are that you just spent on a private jet vacation/work junket? Absolutely not, as he burns fossil fuels all over the planet, but doesn't want fossil fuels available to his own citizens without a climate carbon tax on top of them. I got so much on Canada, but I'm trying to keep my word. It's 10:02 almost. I said 10 o'clock. Let's go to Crazy D. Crazy D. All right, Autism Capital video. New Elon Musk responds to critics that say Doge is hurting Social Security. He's responding to Mark Kelly. Play it for me.
Concerned about the 94-year-old mother who skips a check or somehow doesn't get what she's supposed to get.
Right. And what we're trying to say is actually that the 94-year-old grandmother is actually, as a result of Doge's work, going to get her check. She's not going to be robbed by fraudsters like she's getting robbed today. And the solvency of the federal government will ensure that she continues to receive those Social Security checks, that Medicare continues to work, without which we're all doomed. The reason we're doing this is because if we don't do it, America's going to go insolvent. We're going to go bankrupt. And nobody's going to get anything.
So this is what I'm launching with Crazy D, crazy Democrats. I had another video of mine with Mark Kelly, but anyway, that's on Ukraine. I think it might be in my list here. But anyway, you can either get your Social Security check now, okay, and you can get it now and continue the way things are going and maybe get it for another 10 years, maybe. But like Elon Musk said, because he's run actual businesses, unlike Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, AOC have never done one thing in their life and couldn't run a hot dog stand. He's run multi-billion dollar businesses, started multi-million dollar businesses. He's saying, if we don't change things, not only are you going to get less Social Security money, the entire country's going to be insolvent and you'll get zero Social Security and zero anything else. And Democrats, Crazy D, wants to continue going the way they are because in the moment they score victories. You score victories by continuing to get the vote of people who are receiving Social Security. But what you're actually doing, you're getting their vote now while you're causing the program that they're voting for you to continue. You're causing that program to be insolvent, and it's already insolvent. It's a giant Ponzi scheme because who's paying people right now? Aaron is, I am, Brent is. If you're paying taxes, you're paying for everybody's Social Security right now. That's the very definition of a Ponzi scheme. And Democrats are voting for it. Crazy D is voting for the Ponzi scheme. Because if you're paying out benefits to those solely by, this is Bernie Madoff. This is what Bernie Madoff did. Paying off benefits or dividends to people based solely on new investors, mm-hmm. new people paying into the system. That is the definition of a Ponzi scheme. You're supposed to be paying them off of dividends, off of interest, off of the money that they've invested.
Yeah.
And Democrats want to continue Crazy D. Kathleen Wenschel video. The left is 1 minute or less. Charlie Kirk versus radical abortion lover. Play it for me.
No, I'm speaking.
Want to say one more time?
No, I'm speaking.
Got it.
Thank you. So it's not, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the person. I'm talking about the person who is dealing with the pregnancy. I am not talking about the cells. I don't care. No, listen. The fetus, the whatever. I don't care about that right now until it is formed. If there is a five-year-old child who is pregnant and the baby is 2 weeks in utero.
Five-year-olds can't get pregnant.
Actually, they have, and they have given birth.
Five-year-olds have given pregnant.
There is one recorded case of a five-year-old girl
corrected.
Who gave birth.
Is that common?
Yes. It's common five-year-olds get sometimes, and if they get pregnant, I think they should be able to have medical access to something that could save not only just their life, but like their livelihood.
I'm curious, how many?
I hope your daughter lives a very happy life and gets away from you.
Okay, so that is really nasty.
Crazy D. Jeez. So you're basing your entire abortion philosophy on 1 5-year-old who's gotten pregnant out of 8 billion people, which by the way, that didn't happen. I guarantee you that did not happen. Didn't happen at all. Crazy D. Let's go to the next one. May's video, Elon derangement syndrome explained perfectly in 34 seconds. Play for me.
I will tell you, Elon's a very smart guy and he does think outside the box. And when you look at what he's been able to accomplish, not only with SpaceX launching cargo to the International Space Station, hopefully people here pretty soon, you know, an incredible car company, a big solar company. I mean, he tends to know what he's talking about.
Elon Musk,
kind of turned out to be a and I don't want to be driving the car built and designed by a so looking forward to my new ride.
That, of course, is Senator Mark Kelly, former astronaut, who's a complete idiot. Absolutely crazy D. How does Elon suddenly become worthless? How is he so great and then so bad? Can't you just say, okay, I don't agree with him? And imagine, what does Mark Kelly not agree with? Again, what Mark Kelly doesn't agree with is stopping of spending $12 billion on submarines and then not building the submarines and losing the $12 billion. That's what he's against. He is not against those expenditures. He's against stopping those expenditures. He still wants $50 million for circumcisions in Mozambique. I got to bring my list back in here. He still wants that. And so Elon Musk becomes a D? That's what he called him. It's bleeped out by Maze. That was a Maze Moore video, by the way. Bleeped out by Maze Moore, but he calls him a D after he calls him basically the Einstein or Tesla of our time. The embodiment of fictional Tony Stark, and then suddenly becomes a D because he doesn't want to send $50 million to Mozambique for circumcisions. He doesn't want to continue to spend give hundreds of billions per year to NGOs that solely employ Democrats, that employ other Democrats, that hire other Democrats and send money to Democratic Party campaigns. That makes him a D because he doesn't want to do that. Let's go to the next one. Libs of TikTok video, the most disturbing video of the day. A mom and her young child get run over by an unhinged Democrat as he goes off on a person daring to drive a Tesla. Play it for me.
Go ahead. Hi, TikTok. Hi, live. Yeah, go ahead. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
From the traffic. You're not paying attention.
I'm paying attention to you.
I can do it too, fucking
dumbass. Hey! You Joe Biden looking motherfucker. Oh, you yeah. Suck fuck my you. Dick, you fucking fuck faggot. Fuck you me. Faggot. Oh, oh God. Dottie, he just hit somebody. Dottie. Oh God.
Crazy D. Crazy D. Now I'm showing you the next video. Now listen, they put the music on it. So there's lots of N-bombs being dropped. That's on them. They put the music on it. It's a Libercrat TM video. Another victim of the woke mindset. Here's another attack on a Tesla. Play for me.
They not like us. 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 You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches. Go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there some B-rest that's for bitching? You Malibu most wanted. Ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes.
All over the country. I'm telling you, I could maybe made the whole show this, but we couldn't do it because there's so much profanity in these videos. All right, so here's another one for you. Colin Rugg video. Hope you guys are enjoying this. I know you're probably enjoying it because Tom's not talking as much. But anyway, Colin Rugg video, just in 55-year-old. Let's get the names out there and side by side this, would you? Chad Rittenbaugh, who likes to carve swastikas into Teslas. Play it for me.
Analyzing a Tesla outside a Planet Fitness in Doylestown on Monday morning. The victim says he found a swastika scratched into the side of the Tesla and then checked the vehicle's surveillance video, which, well, recorded the incident. Employees at Planet Fitness were able to identify the man. Central Bucks Regional Police say he faces criminal mischief, harassment, and disorderly conduct.
I think everyone would agree the really fun part about dealing with Democrats is how stupid they are. I mean, it really is. It reminds me of my dog. Actually, my female Malinois that I had before, she would toy with other dogs, had them run around in circles around cars, and she would squat down and look at them underneath the car. And what? That's like dealing with a Democrat. Look at how stupid you are. Again, how many videos have already come out of people being caught keying Teslas via the Tesla camera, which shoots great, that shoots better footage than my iPhone. From a car running 24/7. Look at this. Why are you squatting down? There's a camera on your face, Chad. Of course his name is Chad. Yeah. I'm surprised he doesn't have a nose ring like every other out of their mind liberal.
Chad.
Yeah. Hi, my name's Chad. My name's Chad Rittenbaugh. I really like other whiskers, like the ones that are on here. I love rubbing whiskers on whiskers.
Monkeypox.
Monkey. Yeah, give me some. Can I get a large monkeypox to go? All right, Wes, let's go to the next one. Western Lensman tweet. Here he is. There we go. Boom, a man has been arrested after scratching. He's been arrested now. A swastika into the Tesla, Bucks County, PA. The man was identified after vandalizing the vehicle in a gym parking lot, then swiping his gym badge. So, you know what I mean? You're an idiot. You want to be able to say you were never there, but you can't because you swiped your gym ID, you moron. That's what's so fun about dealing with Democrats. They're very zealous and very excited and very crazy, but stupid, which is fun. It really is a lot of fun. All right, let's go to the next one. Uncle Skunkle, love that name. Uncle Skunkle video. I call this guy Orange Pants Guy. Man gets caught keying a Tesla. Play it for me.
This man just threw away his entire career because he wanted to key a Tesla. And of course, he was caught on camera doing it.
No. I don't know what happened.
You didn't see that Tesla?
No.
Okay.
His name is Jim Pellis, a former regional sales director for Armor Code in Massachusetts. He waited until no one was around, casually walked up to the Tesla and, thinking no one would see him, dragged his key across the car's paint, leaving a deep scratch. What he didn't realize was that Tesla's built-in cameras were recording everything. Crystal clear footage, no denying it. It didn't take long for the internet to track him down. His company put out a statement distancing themselves, saying they don't condone vandalism and that this is now in the hands of the authorities. And Jim? He went into full panic mode, deleted his LinkedIn, tried to erase himself from the internet. But it's too late. This is going to haunt him for the rest of his life. Imagine being a grown adult and doing something this stupid. If you don't like Musk or Tesla, fine. But damaging someone else's car doesn't hurt Elon. It hurts a regular person who worked hard for it. And thanks to Tesla's cameras, he's now facing the consequences of his actions.
And it's so hysterical. And just some, if you happen to be a criminal and you're watching this right now, I got another cop in the room and I was a cop for 25 years. If you're on videotape and you did it, sitting there telling a cop that you didn't do it.
I don't know what happened.
Dude, the reason why he's asking you is because he already knows what happened and he's already seen the video. I mean, truly amazing. Just piss away your entire life. And you saw how many keying incidents. I could have done the entire show on it. All right, let's go to the next one. Donald J. Trump. This one's disturbing. Here's another one that's very disturbing. Donald J. Trump, but not as bad as the kid and mother being run over by a deranged Tesla hater. Donald J. Trump. And by the way, again, we're supposed to be the party that's the violent party. Yeah. I thought we were the violent one. Show me one video of a Republican ever acting like this. Show me one. Send it to me. You're a leftard and you're watching right now. I'm on Rumble. Send it to me. All right, Donald J. Trump news video. New unhinged driver pulls a gun on a Tesla Cybertruck. In a road rage incident. Play for me. See, this is serious business. It really is serious business. These people will gladly commit acts of violence against us. All of these people must be criminally prosecuted to the most severe level. This is serious. It's like I always tell you. These people, it's gamesmanship. And it's like, it's always entertaining to watch Alex Jones. But what Alex Jones is talking about and what we're talking about on this podcast is deadly serious. These people will lock you up for life. Under trumped up charges that don't exist and sleep like babies at night.
Yep.
They will cause, and I'll get to in a second, they want to continue warfare in Ukraine, a war they'll never fight in, thousands of people dying per week. They don't care. They don't care at all. Here's another one for you. Paul Z. This was Paul Z responding to the Donald J. Trump news video. He says, dang, this one was even worse than mine. This is what happened to him. Play it for me. All because he's driving a Cybertruck. That's all because he's driving a Cybertruck. Here's another one for you. Paul A. Cipulla, man keys Tesla Model Y at Houston Memorial Hospital. Play for me. I believe he's already been identified. So here's how I played it for you. This is what video I got confused with. Charlie Kirk video. Elon Musk becomes deeply moved and deadly serious when Brett Baer asks him why he called Senator Mark Kelly a traitor after Mark Kelly called him a D. Play it for me.
You know, a lot is coming your way, but sometimes you say stuff or post stuff that gets attention. You give it out, in other words. Democratic Arizona Senator Mark Kelly posted on X about his trip to Ukraine to push for continuing to send U.S. weapons and support there, and you posted that he was a traitor. Well, why do that?
Well, I think somebody should care about the interests of the United States above the interests of another country. And sure. If they don't, they're a traitor.
Yeah, but he's a decorated veteran, a former astronaut, a sitting U.S. senator.
That doesn't mean it's okay for him to put the interests of another country above America.
Obviously, there are some Republicans who think supporting Ukraine is the right thing still, but there is a battle back and forth about how do you think it comes to an end?
Well, I think there will be a negotiated peace, and the thing that we should be concerned about is we should have empathy for the thousands of people that are dying every day in trenches, for no movement in the lines. So the borders remain the same. For the past 2 years, thousands of people have died every week for nothing. For what? And I take great offense at those who put the appearance of goodness over the reality of it. Those who virtue signal and say, oh, we can't give in to Russia, but have no solution to stopping thousands of kids dying every day. They just want that to continue forever. I have contempt for such people. I don't want to make that clear.
Yeah. So you're optimistic.
Because their virtue signaling and their lack of a solution means that kids don't have a father. It means that parents lost a son. For what? Nothing.
For what? Nothing. Same trenches that there were, same exact borders as there were 2 years ago. Nothing's going on, but Mark's going to fly over to Kyiv to see his Messiah, Volodymyr Zelensky. Like a Muslim going to Mecca. He's going to go over and see him to go advocate for a war that Mark Kelly will never fight in. And he is a decorated veteran. I'd like to see what exactly he did. Because I will almost guarantee you the man never fought in a war. If he did, I apologize. But the thing is, he still shouldn't be advocating, like Elon said, for a war that's going nowhere. Simply so that you can consider yourself to be on the right side of the argument. Which, if you go over and advocate for Ukraine, to even whether it's for Ukraine or for the continuance of this war, you're a fool. You're not even looking at how this war began. Slava Ukraine, Russia invaded Ukraine. You're not looking at what has happened since 1992. That's when it started. Started in 1992. I can't get into it. But if you're over there, Slava Ukraine, and Ukraine is the innocent victim, Russia's just the unprovoked aggressor. You don't have unprovoked. 11 countries were advancing toward Russia under NATO after NATO promised they would never advance at all. That's the provocation? You had Crimea taken by Russia because Ukraine was bombing its own Donbass region. If you were being bombed by, think about it, if you were living in Georgia and you were being bombed from Colorado, would you not want to be away from Colorado? That's exactly what was happening. So Crimea said, Russia, take us. That's what's happening now. And Mark Kelly's going over there. Let's continue it on. Mark Kelly, the people in the Luhansk and Donetsk regions want, that's what the war is all about. These two breakout provinces that want to be part of Russia. They want to be taken over, just like Crimea wasn't conquered. It wasn't invaded. It was annexed by request. That's what's happening here. But Mark, Slava Ukraine, let's continue the Azov battalion firing artillery into the Donbass. Go, because Mark Kelly doesn't care. These people will arrest you and put you in prison for the rest of your life for charges you didn't do, for charges that don't even exist, and sleep like babies at night. Mark Kelly, so that he will be, in his own mind, considered on the right side of things, the acceptable side of things. Remember Justin Trudeau, unacceptable views.
Yeah.
Mark Kelly, so that he will have acceptable views. He will do anything. He'll bend over, prostrate himself. He'll do anything to be deemed to have acceptable views. So he does the Mecca trip to Kyiv to see his messiah, Volodymyr Zelensky, who is a B-list comedic actor who used to play the president of Ukraine in a series. Amazing. Gosh, I could talk about you. Oh, man, 1023. Gosh, dog, man. How many of you think I should just do a three-hour show? I don't know, but anyway. I'm not 5 days a week, but anyway. All right, I got to show you this one. It's not over. Katie Davenport, new. A suspect is wanted in Seattle after being captured doing this on camera. Play for me.
By glances over at the car, and moments later, they return and quickly start keying the passenger door with a phone in the other hand.
You can tell in the video, too, like they're actively starting to record, and they're recording the whole thing. You can easily tell this is a targeted, like there's intent there, and they, you know, kind of a mockery of it, right, with all the recording.
Seconds later, the vandal runs off. The owners, who asked to remain anonymous, notice the damage about a half hour later and say since then they have felt unsettled and somewhat fearful.
Know who records themselves? Because Brent actually caught this and I didn't. He was a cop too. You know who records themselves committing crimes? Middle schoolers.
Yeah.
Which is probably the intelligence of this guy. Look at his hair and everything else. Who records themselves committing a crime? I mean, that was always the funny thing. If you had like, you know, 13-year-old beating up a 12-year-old, you know, and back in like 2017, somebody videotaped the whole thing on a phone. And look at this guy who videotapes himself committing a felonious crime. What a moron. What an absolute idiot. And again, you can bend over all you want. You can squat all you want. You're on video, you stupid idiots. Just keep on doing it. More of you are in prison, you'll become felons, and you won't be eligible to vote. Perfect. All right, let's go to the next one. End wokeness tweet. Here we go. Breaking: Paul Kim, 36, is charged with 15 counts for firebombing and firing at a Tesla dealership in Las Vegas. Kim, of course, is a pro-Palestine communist.
Oh.
Show me one time. Show me once. Show me one video. Show me one occasion. Show me one situation. Show me one event where a Republican has ever done this. You can't. Simple as that. All right. I got to show you this, and then I'm going to go, but I got to show it to you. Crazy D. So, of course, these would be the leftists inside of France. Eric Doherty video. I'm going to let it just speak for itself. Play it for me.
What happens when you combine soccer and dancing? It's called Disco Foot. Here's everything you need to know. Disco Foot is both a soccer match and a dance performance. It combines the basic rules of soccer, but has one rather important difference. Dancing is required at all times. Each match features one referee and three artistic judges. The judges assess the teams on their artistic merit, scoring them twice, first at halftime and then again at the end of the match. These scores are combined with any goals scored to determine the winning team. Remarkably, a team can win by excelling in dance, even if they haven't scored any.
How does this make sense? I mean, this is the epitome. This is the living embodiment of the Democratic Party. How do you actually score in this? Look at this. What is happening here? Oh, gosh.
That's
this is a monkeypox outbreak right here. Monkeypox outbreak.
After the game.
And this is what you need to think of whenever we play that song, which side are you on? Which side are you on? Are you on that side right here? Look at this. Or are you on our side? I mean, look, what on earth is happening here? It's monkeypox outbreak. Oh, my gosh. All right, 1026. I promise these guys a short show and it didn't come through. All right, Rumble Rants. Nate Dad won $50. Goosey, $610. Gucci Buckeye, $10. Chopper Supernut, $5. Love you guys in the rant. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you guys in the chat. Really appreciate you guys. Love you so much. Oh, Foundation Church, join us now. Join us this Sunday. Let's break the record, which is 842 people watching live. Like and share, like and share, like and share. Let's get this out to everybody. And basically, Sunday morning at Foundation Church is the church version of this podcast. You like, Tommy, you'll say anything? Anything. Everything. Promises of God, hellfire, brimstone, everything. Join us this Sunday at 10 o'clock on all the platforms, especially Rumble. Join us this Sunday on Rumble, Foundation Church, 10 o'clock Eastern time. Aaron will take the stage shortly after that, and I'll start preaching right around 11. Love you guys. If I don't see you on Sunday, I'll see you on Monday at 9 o'clock. As always, God bless each and every one of you. See ya.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.